So it's just to give us a summary of the things that we'll be doing or that we plan to do, and specifically for next month. So like I was saying, we had an away day a few months ago, just before we moved here. And one of the things that we wanted to establish at that away day is to say, okay, for us as a church, this is the vision that God has given us. And the vision that God has given us is to be a light to the community that God has placed us. Now, what does that mean in context? Just to refresh our minds, we want people to know that we're here, that God loves them. There are people who maybe they might not come to our Sunday meetings, they might not even join this church, but they can come for our moms and tots thing. They can just drop by and sit down and have tea and biscuits free and all that. And it might be that whilst they're here, they might just need someone to talk to. So we want to be available so that if people just need somewhere to clear their head, we're here. If people need someone to just listen and to talk to, we're here as well. So really, our presence and should I say, our service to the community here is not just that they come, but that we're here and we're present for them to talk and have conversations with. All right? So what we want to do is to start this, well, all the th to begin the things that we've got planned from next month. Now, the reason why we were waiting till now was because we wanted to set up that back area to have the sofas and all that. We just literally got those in last week. So I think now we're ready to open shop, so to speak. So we are ready to go. Now, just to outline some of the things that we'll be doing. Now, during the week from August, on Tuesdays, we're going to have like a toddler play group from 11:30 to about 1. Don't worry, all these things, we'll print them out on a small flyer. So we'll have the toddlers play group on Tuesdays from 11:30 to 1, where they'll come here. The moms can have all their carers, and moms can have tea and biscuits and just, play in the creche there. You can bring your kids as well if you want to come. I mean, it's open to everyone. Well, our church people first, then people as well who want to, come on the Tuesdays. On the Thursdays, we're going to have what we're calling tea and coffee afternoons. Again, that will be from about 11 till about 1. And that's where people can come, sit down, have tea and biscuits and all that, and just relax. Then the other thing that we're also going to be doing is something I've called kind of like a reflective prayer time. And that's where in the evenings, maybe between I think 6 and 7 or so, this place will be open. Anyone who wants to just come to the church and maybe just think or pray will be here. The church will be open. I'll be here. And they can, just sit down and reflect. So we're going to do that as well. The other thing we want to do is a barbecue in August. So I've got to barbecue this thing at home. We'll put the barbecue thing out there on the grass, then we can just be in here. So that's something that we want to do as well. Thinking maybe third week in August, but we'll do a consensus. We'll do that voting thing, and everybody will vote which Saturday we should do it. So that will be on a Saturday from about maybe like between 12 and 3 or something like that here. Then the other thing that we're going to be doing on the last Saturday of every month, which Sister Vic has gladly decided to help with, we're going to have like an arts and crafts club as well. I think we did that once when we were in the old place and quite a few people came. So, but we want to make this like a monthly thing. The last Saturday of every month, we'll be here with Sister Vic. She will set up her arts and crafts thing, and that's one of the things that we want to do. So that's internal here. So I think with that, there's some other things we want to do. We want to do holiday club, homework club, but we don't want to just rush all that. We'll start that much later. But these are the things that we want to do starting from next month. So if any of you are free during the day or during that time, please let me know. You can just come here. Then even if you work from home, we've got internet here now. You can bring your laptop here, have tea and coffee and just chill here as well. So basically what I'm saying is, anyone that has time, please let me know and we'll just see where you can help out. It's just being present here. So those are the things that we're doing internally here. Now, from an external perspective as well, from next month, I'm working with Sister Angela. She's one that is doing the community thing for me. So basically from next month, we're going to, well, I've asked her to get this street here, all the streets within like a 1 mile radius from here. They'll get the list of the streets and the numbers. And from next month in the evenings, every single day, apart from Sundays, I'm going to be knocking at every single door here to introduce the church to them. If you want to come along, please come along and join me. But that's going to be my job every day. Knock all the streets and introduce ourselves to them. The same thing, all the shops on Fish Ponds Road and all the shops on Staple Hill, which is where in the middle, I'm going to go to all those shops and talk to them, introduce us to them. Then our Bags of Hope thing that we used to do before, we're going to start that in August as well, next month, where we can give these free bags of provisions to people. So that's what I'm going to be giving the shops, so that they will know that we're here. All the pubs, all the restaurants, all of them, I'm going to go to every single one of them and chill there, talk with them, say hello. So I'm going to be walking around. I'm just going to be here so that everybody will know my face. So it's serious business, I tell you. That's what we're going to do. Apart from that, we're going to write to all the secondary schools and the primary schools in this area as well. Sister Angela is going to do that. I'm going to meet all the principals. When we start Holiday Club, we can tell them this is what we're doing. We'll tell them about Bags of Hope. So every single primary school and secondary school within a mile's radius from here, from August, I think they'll be back end of August, I'm going to visit every single one of them. The same thing, all the churches within 1 mile radius, all the churches in Fish Ponds, I know some of them already. We're going to get a list of all of them and I'm going to visit all the churches as well to let them know that we're here. If there are things that they're doing as well, maybe they even want to do whatever, they need space, as long as our theology aligns. Just so that it's not like we're just here, because we're all in the kingdom of God together. So I'm going to visit every single one of them as well. Then the last set of people that I'm going to visit and that we're going to write to is the council. So the council in this area, I think I have to go and study the geopolitical system. And I've said local government now. But it's not local government. I think it's like wards and things. So the other thing we want to do is, I've asked Sister Angela to help me with that. So we'll get a list of all the wards, the people who reside over the wards, the council, and write to them. Then I'm going to meet them as well and just tell them that we're here. Then the other thing I'm going to propose to them is, the next time they're doing voting, they can use here to vote as a polling voting area. So we'll tell them that they can use this place for free and tell them about the things that we're planning to do for the community and see, you know, if there's anything they think we can help with. So the reason I'm saying all these things to us is, we mean business. I'm telling you, I mean business. You mean business. Because it's a lot of hard work and I don't mind. But what I know is that as we do that gradually, and it takes time, this is not something that's going to finish in August or September. We're starting in August. It's going to take months. It's going to take a while for people to really trust us as a church. So that we'll be the go-to church. If the council is looking for a church or they need someone they need to talk to, they'll be like, okay, at least they know us. And I will try my best to represent us very well. If it's the schools that are looking for a church, it's like, you know, I'll be there. So they'll, you know, they know that we're there. If it's the shops, we're here. If it's the neighborhood, we're here. And I believe that as we do that and as we show sincerity to the people here, so this one is not whether they're even Christians or not. It's just that they're human beings. Do you understand? First, let's leave that there, whether they're, whatever faith they're in, but the fact that they're, first of all, human beings, and people can see that we care for them genuinely. We're not just doing it because we want members. Members, you know. We're not, I mean, obviously God will add to us, but we want to be present. That is the vision that God showed me years ago about this church. Do you understand? So I'm just saying this so that you, we all know where we're going. And every time I turn up in this church, and every time you turn up, you know that as a church, this is what we want to do. And I know that every single one of you has a part to play. I'm telling you. And for me, I'm really excited. A lot of work, but I'm up for it. So I'm just asking that you should be up for it as well. I know we're all busy. We have tight schedules. So whatever time you have, a day, a few hours, it doesn't matter. Just let me know and we'll try and put you in one of these slots. And even if you just want to turn up and just sit down and you don't want to do anything, well, let me not say you don't want to do anything, and you just want to be present during those times when they're having tea and coffee here, you can just turn up and sit down and at least just keep everybody company. Are we cool? All right, so I don't know if anyone has any questions for me or you need me to clarify anything or any thoughts about this. You know, I've spoken a lot. Somebody has to speak. Any thoughts or any questions? Take mic. So what I'm going to do is, anybody that is speaking, you hold this as well so that you record. I'm recording.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah. All
right. So just a quick question about the time. You said the prayers starts from 7. So is it 7 a.m. or 7 p.m.? Like you said, people come to sit down and relax and pray. Reflecting. Yeah. Yes.
We're still thinking maybe it's between 6 and 7 because by that time I'll have finished work so I can be here.
Okay, so 6 p.m.
5:30 to 6:30 or 7.
Okay.
Probably 5:30 to 7 when I've finished work and I can be present here.
Okay,
so
all right.
So they won't be praying. It's just what I'll call quiet space. So people who want to come and just reflect and pray or just be in church, you know what I mean, just to reflect. So that's, yeah,
okay.
In the evenings. Mondays to Thursdays.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Any other question?
You guys can't tell me you have. Okay. Well, let me give you the mic.
It's no silly question.
No.
What do I do with that, like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you thought about it, but I don't know if there's any like a notice board or something that we can put outside because make it easy for people pass in front of the church if they want to see what happens with the timings and I think a notice board would be really good, like a big one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So we have a chief designer working on that. So we'll put like signs outside.
Yeah.
We'll put signs outside. Any more questions or comments?
This is just adding on to what Sister Giuliani is saying. Yeah, I know that the Instagram social media thing has been very good. Give it up to that department. Woo! We're seeing people coming in. Mm-hmm. So it would be nice if the events what you've just spoken about now, like coffee morning, tots and all of that, you don't want to put it on Instagram for now, or is that something that we're thinking of? Because I think it's quite an effective tool.
Definitely, we have so many Instagram, there's one behind you, there's one there.
Oh, yes.
I think.
Okay, I just wanted to ask about the knocking on the doors, that when is it starting? August 1st, right? from the very 1st of August. Okay. So what time is it going to be?
So that would be in the evenings after work. So well, you'll probably be around, well, let's work on that. So we'll do it on Saturdays fully.
Okay.
Then in the evenings after work. But let me get back to us in around the time.
Okay, sir.
So we'll decide the time.
Okay,
we'll
I just want to decide the time.
I see Evangelist there now. Any other comments?
Any other comments? Prof looks like he has something to say. Vicky? So there's an art.
I've got some other ones. I've got loads of stuff at home.
Okay, for the arts and crafts.
Yeah, I might as well use it. I'm not going to use it.
Yeah, let's give it up a big for arts and crafts.
Come over and paper to cut up for children. Different things. They can make little collages. I've got glitter and all sorts. I've got this.
We have a bit for that.
It's the last. So it's the last Saturday of August. Actually, what we'll do is that we'll do the social media video. So next Sunday, when we're here, fully we're going to do twice. Okay. No, that's fine. If they were saying that. They were saying that maybe we can do the arts and crafts things twice in August since it's going to be like a holiday time. But so let's talk about that. So I think for the social media ones, what we'll do next week when we're in church. Okay. Next week when we're in church, we'll shoot all the social media things. Then Sister Vic as well, you can just show us the ads and like what you've done now. So basically we'll shoot all the social media videos. We'll ask for the help of all the social media people. And then we'll now really push it out. Did you want to say something?
It's basically about the whole planning itself. Good commendation. That's a good plan, a good objective, and I'm trying to ensure that the presence is there in the community. Precisely, I really want to talk about the part where you mentioned care. When people come in and you show them care, that is a very good strategy. Someone that is hungry and you are first of all bombarding him with the Bible, I can guarantee you they will look at you first and turn around almost. So the reflective bits where they come and they pour their heart, I think not just anyone needs to be here. Especially when it comes when they need counseling and when they need especially pouring out their heart, it's something that needs to be attended to by
the pastor.
Yeah, so I get that and I totally agree with that. So I think before we start, we will have some sort of like, let me not say training for anyone that's going to be here, just to say, okay, what would it look like when someone comes in? So just to give you a summary in my mind, what I have is I will be present. Everyone that is here can be present. Someone comes, hi, how are you doing? Tea, coffee, they sit down. It might be there like, oh, having a general conversation. But if it's not like, oh, they really have something they want to talk about, then just refer them to me. So I'll be here, then I can now sit with them and just talk with them. So it'll be, you know, people coming. I think what we just need to do first of all is ensure that whoever is present here, and it can be anyone that is here, at least just welcomes them, makes them feel at home. When conversation now starts, if it's now something that's kind of like requires more detailed attention, then they can now refer them to me. then I can now speak with them. But for anyone that's going to be here, I'll still meet with us and just tell us, okay, this is the procedure when someone comes and all that. So I'm not just going to throw everybody into the deep end, because not everybody's comfortable talking with people at that, like that. But I'll be present then, but anyone who's here can be at least present as well and just welcome them. And I believe that we're all like really welcoming in this church, you know? So, but thank you for that point. So it's something that we'll note as well. Any other comments or thoughts? We're good?
When you say about thoughts, I mean, Bristol is a new place that most of us have just come in, and we haven't quite known these areas that much. Although most of us just come from a far distance. I mean, London have a different prospect, and I know Bristol has a different prospect. But what we have to have in mind first is that, as you are saying, that we have to be visiting. I mean, when people come down to us, how are we going to approach them? As you have said, you're going to train people if you want to train them in the right way, because you know what is actually happening in London, not in England, as many people have different ways of approaching individuals. It's not because of colors alone, but people will think that definitely we are on an arrival. Even our church other church members also will say that we are on arrival to take their own members. So in my own view, I would say the first point you have to go into as you are going to go and start visiting, I mean, knocking the doors of every individual around this area to let them know that this is type of our church and this is what we want to do around this area. I think from then, we can start building up to do other things. But if you say you want to start, when they come down, this is what you're going to tell them, I guarantee you, many people will turn into a different form. I've been in Bristol in 2003 and I know what happened at that time, but I wasn't living here in Fishpond. I was living in Down End. So I know what happened at that time, but I'm not saying what happened then will happen here. I mean, it's a different type of church at that time, but you know, people have different views in life. You know, especially we black people, we have different views in life. Some people will think that definitely you are an arriver and you want to do something against them. So with prayer and everything, and we know God will help us out.
Thank you so much, Engineer. So what you're saying is that maybe some other churches might feel a bit threatened about us being, and I get that, but there's so many fish in the pond. And one of the reasons why I want to at least go and visit the churches around and the pastors is just say, look, we're here, and it's almost like building a partnership. I know not everybody will respond positively. Well, let me not say I know not everybody will respond positively. We can only go with our own clean heart and present to them and say, look, we're here. We can do stuff together. We're not going to, and obviously I'm not going to go to anybody's church to distribute flyers because that would be rude, you know. But I will visit them and just pray that they see our heart. And I think for us, you know, we're not predatory, I think. We're not out to get anybody. We just want to support everybody. So I get your point. I believe that as we pray, that God will at least help our brothers and our sisters see our heart, that we're just here. And for some of them, if they want to use here as well, then they're free. But I get your point, so we'll pray and just pray that God gives us and them the understanding of partnership. Thank you so much. All right, any other comments before we close the meeting? Any other comments? None? Okay, please, if anyone has any further thoughts or the things that come to your mind, please just let me know. And we'll be able to just go along with it. But like I said, we're all in this together, and I believe that everyone has a part to play. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father and our King, we just want to say a big thank you for giving us the opportunity to partner with you in the spread of the gospel and in your love for humanity. Lord, we ask that you will give us the strength. We ask that you will give us the wisdom. We ask that you give us the time that we need to put into this mission of yours. And at the end of the day, we ask that you will bring comfort to the people in fish ponds through us, that you bring comfort to the people in Bristol through us. Lord, unite us with even the other churches together, the other churches that are here. Let us come alongside one another and bring maximum impact of the gospel. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name.